Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Dan Johansson. I'm a product engineer with John Deere Des Moines Works, Des Moines, Iowa. I'm here to talk to you about the new 7260 pull-type cotton picker. I'm going to start off by just giving you a kind of a high-level overview of the machine, move from there into who we developed it for and why, and finish off by getting into some more of the detailed specifications of the machine. The idea of this slide is to give you a little bit of a general idea how it works, what's all involved. As you can see, most of those features are ones that are common with our self-propelled machines. We've got two Pro 12 row units. From there, the cotton's conveyed to the basket using Jet Air Troll Air System. See the ducts there. The machine has automatic unit height sense, controlling the height of the units off the ground. And it's got a hydraulically dumping basket. You can see the basket here, looking at the machine from the rear, going down the field. In this picture, you see it dumping. That's dumping into just a cotton trailer. The machine's intended for an emerging market area of the world. So as you can see, it's a cotton trailer instead of a module builder and that kind of thing. And probably some of that scenery isn't the kind of thing you see just everywhere in the south here. The machine is controlled using a control handle. You see mounted, that's looking out the right-hand corner of the cab. You mount that handle in the tractor and it controls things like basket dump, controls height sense and the water system, that type of thing. John Deere's got a long history and a lot of experience with cotton harvest implements. This here is an implement, probably recognize it, it's a Model 33 cotton stripper, two row. That machine was built in the 60s. We've had cotton strippers powered by tractors in production since all the way up to the 80s, I believe. And we've long been the leader in worldwide in cotton harvesting equipment in general. So with that in mind, when a grower somewhere in the world needs a solution to their harvesting problem, they come to John Deere, and that's kind of what motivated us to get on development of this 7260 picker. But I talk a little bit about who these people are. There are a lot of places in the world that currently pick their cotton by hand, and they're starting to see a need to move to mechanize that harvest. Some of the drivers, I guess, I should go into on why they're seeing that need. First of all, in some places, availability of labor is either unpredictable or becoming scarce and expensive. Some places, there is a need to get the cotton out more quickly so that you can get a second crop in 1 year. And in some places, there's some government entities that are looking to get their people out of the job, the tedious hard labor of hand-picking cotton and getting them into schools and learning trade skills and that kind of thing, looking to develop their country further along that way. In this type of place in the world, the farmers generally own a tractor, but they really aren't able to spend the capital on a self-propelled harvesting machine. And also, typically the field sizes are quite a bit smaller than what we see here, so they need a machine that's able to maneuver in a smaller field like that. So these are some of the drivers that were driving us as we developed the machine. This slide shows you a little bit about just kind of an example as far as how small these fields really are. This is data from a Turkish farmers co-op, and the main thing to look at here is 95% are in this gray area, which is 25 or fewer acres for each grower. So they're pretty small fields. On this slide, I'm just kind of giving you an idea. You know, I said that most of these farmers do own a tractor, but the tractors they do own are pretty small. In this example market, we're seeing over half of that pie is green, indicating the 31 to 40 horsepower class of a tractor. So it's kind of just an example, but generally, these places have small tractors, maybe not always quite that small, but not as big as, not, you don't see a lot of 200 horsepower tractors out there. Now I'll move along to some of the specifications of the 7260. I'll start with the requirements of the tractor used to pull it. The tractor needs to have 75 engine horsepower. It needs to have one SCV, selective control valve, used to hydraulically dump the basket and steer the machine. The tractor needs to have a class 2 hitch. This picture here has got a close-up looking at the machine unhitched from a tractor. You see it hitches to the two lower arms of the three-point hitch. That hitch needs to either be class 2 or class 3. And kind of standard PTO shaft here is going to a 540 RPM PTO. And the other things you do to hook up the machine, it's pretty easy to disconnect and hook back up, but there's hydraulic hoses for the SCV and then the electrical harness going to the control handle that's mounted in the cab. The machine's capable of picking at 6 different row spacings, 28, 30, 32, 36, 38, and 40 inch. The Pro 12 units are just standard Pro 12s, just like you see on one of our self-propelleds. And so they just roll on the lift frame to get to the different row spacings. The machine's got 8 position wheels, so you reverse the disc or the rim in different configurations to get to the to get your tread width to match your row spacing. The machine steers hydraulically using the SCV. The pivot is between the tongue and the machine right about in here. It's kind of like a center pivot MOCO. The machine has an onboard hydraulic system. That hydraulic system controls the height sense, automatic height sense, and it also enables tether. A hydraulic motor runs tether to slowly move your units when you grease or do maintenance. The picking speed of the 7260 is between 3 and 3.6 mile an hour. And it's a range because you need to find the speed on your tractor that matches, that fits in that range to get your units to be synchronized. The solution system tank, 53 gallons, and the basket capacity is 460 cubic feet. The solution system is big enough to pick one full day, and the basket's large enough to allow you to do a round, at least one round in a fairly large field, large for these markets, before having to dump. And the machine has 14.9 by 28 tires. Those tires are that large in order to give the machine good flotation and allow you to get through a moderately muddy field without having problems tracking or sliding. I'd just like to summarize the features I've just gone over the last few minutes. They help the 7260 meet the expectations of cotton growers in areas of the world where mechanized harvest is new, moving from hand-picked cotton. As the world's leading manufacturer of farm equipment, John Deere is committed to providing solutions to cotton growers everywhere. So from the low end like this, just a small two-row implement cotton picker is one of those ways we provide a solution, but it goes all the way up through like a highly productive cotton stripper that Tom will talk about in a few minutes, all the way up to a 7760 pinnacle cotton picker with onboard module building. Looks like I got just a little bit of time left. If anybody has any questions, I'd be willing to take them. Go ahead.
What is the price of a unit in US dollars?
Sorry. The cost, the list price, I believe, kind of depends on conversion rate. We've never sold them in US dollars, but it's somewhere in the $80,000 range, $80,000 plus. 80,000. And I guess, in case anyone didn't hear the question, you just asking for the list price. Just about out of time. After the session, I'll take more questions. Also, if you want to talk to anybody in the John Deere booth in the presentation area, that would be another option for you. Thank you very much for your time.